سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كما أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تزروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders have recited verses from Surah Kahf, verse number 45 and 46. Few weeks now we were doing the ayats of Surah Kahf, and we discussed those verses with your two friends. One was very wealthy. Allah gave him a beautiful orchard with date trees and vineyards and a beautiful stream running in between. And every season it gave beautiful crops and beautiful fruits. Another friend came to visit him and told him, say, Masha Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Whatever you see, your beautiful orchard and your wealth increasing all the time, say it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. But due to ignorance, he never praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then punishment came, his whole orchard got destroyed. May Allah protect our iman, jaan, mal, ibad, izzat and abro. Today I've recited verses from 45 and 46. Allah Ta'ala gives an example of the worldly life. Relate to them the similitude of this worldly life as the rain that we send from the sky, by which the plants of the earth flourish. Thereafter they become debris to be carried by the winds. Allah always has control over everything. We see the farmers plant seeds and a beautiful tree grow, crops grow, vegetables grow, everything grows. Allah sends beneficial rains, and through the beneficial rains we see a lot of greenery around us, and we see a lot of fruits also and vegetables also. But then sometime the winter season comes and those greenery start getting dry. And after getting dry, it's no more green. All the leaves are falling off. And then we have the summer fruits and the winter citrus fruits. What grows in summer, once the summer season is over and winter approaching, those three soft bearing fruits. And those fruits, that the citrus fruits in winter that grows, once the winter season finishes and the summer sets in, we see those trees also getting dry and the leaves are finished. So similarly, we came to this world. One is we were in the stomach, in the womb of the mother. We were infants. We became children. We became teenagers. Then we became adults. We became parents, then we become grandparents, and then it's time to leave the world. But in this short while, we have to obey the commands of Allah and follow the beautiful Sunnah teachings of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next verse will recite, Al-Mal wal-Banoon zinatul hayati dunya wal-Baqiyatul salihatu khayrun inda rabbika sawabahu wa khayrun amala. Wealth and sons or children are merely adornments of this worldly life. The lasting good deeds are best in the sight of your Rabb in terms of reward and best in terms of expectation. Mankind by nature, when he sees the benefit in something, he has a desire to acquire. For example, if somebody offers you employment in a certain company, say you work 8 to 5, I will give you an X amount of salary. And if you work on weekends and public holidays, I'll give you double what I give you in normal weekdays. Okay, I'll get double pay, so they'll work that extra. Similarly, we have all the things of the world being advertised. The different types of vehicles, the different types of clothing, different types of shoes, different types of homes, etc. And mankind by nature, Allah through infinite mercy gave people wealth. They try to get the best car, the best home, the best furniture, everything of the best. But within our budget, we earned our money halal way and spend it the halal way. Similarly, we must have virtues of those good actions that will make Allah happy, that will make Rasulullah happy, and that will make our entry in Jannah very easy. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst us are those that learn the Qur'an and teaches it. One is you teach children in the afternoon maktab madrasa, in the hif classes, darul ulum. Or we teach adults, many ulama. I'm an ordinary student, they have adult classes for tajweed, for the senior citizens, etc. Allah reward them. The ink of a scholar is better than the blood of a martyr. Somebody writes a kitab on certain topic of Islam, say on Hajj, on Zakat, on Salah, on some history about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Write it in the Arabic language, Urdu language, English language, the African language, in the French language, whichever language people can understand. And we happen to pass away and people are benefiting from those kitabs, from those books. They are rectifying the salah by reading those kitabs on the correct method of salah. The reward will continue coming. And the ustads and teachers of these madrasas and the imams of the masjid, when they pass away, these students grow up as adults, they become imam, they become teachers and ustads. The reward will continue coming to the ustads. And sometimes big institutes, we have students going to different cities and countries of the world. They be imams in those countries, running madrasas in those countries. Allah will reward them. And this is what we have to plan for. One day we all going to die. Nobody live forever. We leave pious children. We give charity for some good cause. Build masjid, madrasa, hospitals, water wells, clean water for the poor, etc. You provide medication, hospitals also. And people are benefiting from. You give it with sincerity of intention. Not to show off, not to get praises from the people. We want our reward from Allah Ta'ala. If we look for praises from people, then Allah will say, you got your praises in the world, in the Akhirat, you won't get anything. Whatever good we do, the knowledge of Allah is complete. We give our donation such sincerely and secretly that what the right hand gives, the left hand don't come to know. today we have the cell phones. 90% of the people got a cell phone. Alhamdulillah, I'm recording the program on our phone. People are listening and benefit. As humans, we all make mistakes. If I said something wrong, all of my friends are most welcome to rectify my mistakes. Now, I've got a kitab by me, 40 hadiths compiled by late Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas, Rahmatullah Alayhi. We'll do one or two hadiths from there. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. When you see one using abusive language to the sincere Muslim, to Sahabi, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then say, because of your evil on you, be Allah's curse. Be Allah's curse on you for speaking ill of the companions and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif Hadith Kitab, very authentic. The list have a simple definition, who is a Sahabi? Anybody that accepted Islam during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and seen Nabi Sallallahu physically with the eyes, learned the Quran, learned the correct teachings of Islam directly from the blessed company of Rasulullah Sallallahu, they are called a Sahabi. And they passed away on true Iman. They were not hypocrites, they were not munafiq. During the time of Nabi Sallallahu, they were hypocrites. They were non-Muslims also. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, etc. They also seen Rasulullah, but they did not have Iman. So they won't be going to Jannah. Jannah, paradise after the sincere practicing Muslims. Must have sincere love and respect for every Sahabi companion of Rasulullah. And if they speak bad of any of the Sahaba, must say Allah's curse be on you. May Allah protect us. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبي بكر أنت أتيق الله من النار. بعائشة الصديقة رضي الله عنها, the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله عنها, and who was in the nikah of our beloved رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told all Abu Bakr, you are free by Allah from the fire of Jahannam. You will definitely go to Jannah. Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu learned the private life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what she said with the ummah behind the curtain, behind the parda. Many senior sahaba used to learn the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to our spiritual mother Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had the public life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front. The famous incident when Nabi made hijrah from Makkah to Medina, had Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they went to Ghar al-Sawr and the enemies were coming for them, Allah Ta'ala made a spider to make its web, and the enemies thought nobody could be in this cave. And the blessed forehead of Rasulullah was in the lap of Rasulullah. So, and Abu Bakr had some anxiety, some fear that the enemies are coming. The la takhaf wa la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Those verses were revealed that do not fear nor grief. Allah Ta'ala is with us and Allah protected them. عن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه. Our beloved Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned something similar to this. If there was a possibility of another Nabi after Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, it should have been Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, mentioned in the Tirmidhi Sharif. The good qualities Umar radiallahu anhu developed in the company of Rasulullah's piety, taqwa, simplicity, being firm on the correct teachings of Islam, being firm on halal and haram. So we must love these Sahaba. So in short, whatever we do, we are plus minus 1,445 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Islam has reached us from heart to heart, person to person. The Khulafa'i Rashideen, the Ashra'i Mubashara, the Sahaba that were present in the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they passed on the message. Few days ago, the days of Hajj and the farewell Hajj. Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Deena. Nabi Sassam gave the final message of Islam, and the Quran is complete. The correct religion of Islam is complete. Now, whatever the Sahabas learned from Rasulullah Sallam, Nabi Sassam told them to pass it on to others. And we see very few companions of Nabi Sassam are buried in Makkah and Medina. And many of them travel to different cities and countries of the world. And they continue practicing and preaching the correct teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. That is how Islam reached nearly every city, country of the world. And may Allah Ta'ala protect our ulama ikram, our pious personalities of different cities, countries of the world. And Allah keep us from the amongst the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the rightly guided group. Because if you speak bad of the Sahaba, you can go out of the fold of Islam. You can remain Muslim by name only. So we have to respect every Sahabi, respect every hadith, every ayat of the Quran. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallah, wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.